in the police's own school of thought, I think maybe they miscalculate. Why don't they also look at the other side of the coin? Suppose they had allowed KB as a guest of the mayor of Kampala, who was conducting a tour of the city, just to pass through peacefully without obstructing him. Would there be any procession of people? There would be no procession. So it depends on who, which side the person wants to listen to. I think Dr. KB was invited by the mayor of Kampala, Mr. Erias Lukwago, or Haji in that matter. He had a conduct of touring the city, so he invited Dr. Besigye to accompany him. I personally drove, Besigye were together with him from 8:30 in the morning, driving in my car, up to around 1 when he met with Lukwago at a place called Tusi near the clock tower. Then they embarked, and I kept trailing them in my car. So I don't see where he's responsible. It is regrettable that a police officer died. He's a citizen of Uganda. He's even he could have been a resident of Uganda. Losing life is not something we in the Forum for Democratic Change would really, love that somebody loses life. We consider life. This is why in our revolution, we have decided that we can change this government through non-violent political disobedience without using a gun.
But Mr. Angoliga, the police said there were too many people and that disrupted the flow of normal activities in the capital, Kampala. Don't you think that the police have a reason to be concerned about the flow of traffic and the halting, possibly, of commercial activity?
Look here. Where would the mayor do the conduct of the city tour if he doesn't do it in the center of the city? And besides, what the police is saying of defying police order, they cannot sustain it in the courts of law. Because the mayor won't, though he doesn't need any permission from the police, but he had a cutter set right to the police, and the police wrote to him that, okay, we don't have a problem, you can conduct your tour. So there was no disobeying lawful police order. They cannot contest that in court of law. And the Besigye could contest it that even the mayor would contest it that there was no law defied.
So basically you are blaming the police for the death of one of their colleagues. Is that the case?
Well, as I said earlier, it is regrettable to lose a life. But the police are liable for the loss of one of the colleagues who is a Ugandan, who is a citizen, to which all of us feel attached to. And I think the police is responsible for deploying people against people who are conducting a tour authorized by them.
So you feel that the police erred. They committed an error for preventing what they had already permitted to happen.
Yeah, police made an error. They miscalculated the situation, which resulted to the death of a Ugandan who is a police officer. Not only we care about Ugandan lives, but anybody living in Uganda, if he loses a life, we regret that.
You talked about public disobedience against the government. The president recently won an election. Why wouldn't the opposition allow him to rule and then challenge him at the next election?
If you can recall very well, last year, the Tunisian president, Ben Ali, won an election with 80% of the vote. And Hussein Mubarak won by 93% of the vote. But in less than 1 year, the people knew that those elections were a sham, they were stage-managed, and they forced them out of power. They did not have to wait for the 5 years. We in the opposition think the elections we held last year were sham elections, were stage-managed, with a lot of rigging, intimidation, vote-buying, and all kinds of brutality by the security officers, which brought Mr. President Museveni to power. So we are saying we are not going to wait for the next general election, which is in 2016. We want him to go out of power. We want to push him out of power this year, 2012.